The word today is stewardship. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. God's Word has a lot to say about how we should spend our money. It also warns about problems we can have with money. God gives us good advice, especially how He wants us to use what He gives us. Here to help us review some of these Bible references is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Stewardship.
Last week on our broadcast, we talked about stewardship. It's a really difficult subject, and I had a little difficulty even trying to illustrate things like parents giving their children allowances, because I realized that all the different cultures that are listening to my voice in 42 different languages around the world, and all the different types of governments and taxations and all the different kinds of salary scales and so on, things are totally different here in America than they are in many parts of the world. And I want to be careful that we're not using American illustrations here. We got to stay with the Bible. Exactly what does God's Word say? And so I went to the third chapter of Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, and I'd like to refer you back to that again this week. Make sure you take a look at that, because it's a beautiful illustration of how God says people should not be robbing from Him by keeping what He gives them all to themselves without returning a proportion, a share of it for His kingdom work. God has given the Christian church the job of taking the news of salvation about Jesus Christ to the world. We need to work hard to get the message of salvation out to the entire world so that everybody has a chance to hear about Christ and to know Him as their personal Savior, because God wants that news to be worldwide so that people can be saved. And so as we give to support the work of the Lord, it should be generous, it should be vigorous, it should be prayerful, it should be joyful. As a matter of fact, one of the verses that God uses to talk about this in the Holy Scripture is the simple statement, God loves a cheerful giver. Well, the actual Greek word in that text, and you know that the New Testament was written in Greek, the actual Greek word is hilarious. Not only does God want the giver to be cheerful and happy, He wants them to be so emotionally carried away with it that they're hilarious, that they can't hardly keep from saying, "Oh God, I want to give You more and more and more. Please bless me so that I can return to You more and more of what You're giving me, because I love You and I love the word of salvation. I want to give it to all the people in the world, anyone who will listen." That's the whole premise of the word today. That's why these broadcasts are coming to you, because people are sending gifts. And we know there are parts of the world where you don't have hardly even enough money to pay for a postcard or a letter to write. We understand that. And we're not asking you to give from something you don't have. If you're in poverty and you barely can get food on your plate to eat and stay alive, then God doesn't expect you to be very generous in supporting the outreach of missions around the world. But there are many of us, not only in America, but also around the world, that have extra that God has given us. And God says He asks us to give a proportion, a share. He doesn't ask you to give out of something that is nothing. He doesn't say you have to give to Me when you're poor and when you have nothing. He doesn't say that. He says we who are given more blessings are to help the poor. We are to help the needy. We are to provide whatever it is that they need. And a proportion that we should start with, in my opinion, is 10%. Now, that's not the end of all, that's not the greatest. In fact, it's a little dangerous to talk about tithing that they did in the Old Testament, because once in a while, people in the New Testament say, "Well, I tithe," as though they're doing something really amazing. Well, maybe their income is so high and their blessings are so great that they should be giving far more than a tithe. they ought to be giving maybe 20% of their income, or if they're extremely wealthy, certainly even more than that. To really let the Lord know, it ought to be sacrificial. That's the point. You know, I use the term that God doesn't expect us to give from something we don't have. The place where you can read about that is in the book of 2 Corinthians, St. Paul's second letter to the church at Corinth in the 8th chapter, and verse 12 specifically talks about that. I hope you'll look that up. There are some beautiful references. As a matter of fact, the Bible talks quite a bit about giving. One out of every 6 verses talks about giving. Now just think of that. God has a lot to say about that. In Matthew 6, verse 24, God puts it very plainly. He says, No person can serve 2 masters. And he makes it clear. You know, some of the English translations use the word mammon there. I don't think that's a very good translation, because the English word mammon, it means things that keep you alive. It means, you know, in our culture, it would be the possessions that we have. Well, we don't use the word mammon anywhere near enough to understand its meaning, in my opinion. And I'm sure around the world, there are a lot of people that would wonder what that's supposed to mean. And so the correct translation is, no man can serve 2 masters. You cannot serve God and money. You got to make up your mind who your boss is. Is it God or is it money? Who do you serve? Who do you work for? And the bottom line is, God says we ought to love him, we ought to serve him and be obedient to him, and not put our whole disposition and our whole life and everything at the exposure of money and say, well, I work for money, or I want more money, I want more things. Well, that's a totally disregard of what God is saying. He tells us not to worry about what we wear or where we live. He says he knows our needs. He will take care of that. Just take a look at Matthew 6. And there are other references here again. You know, one of the things that I'm fearful that we don't think about is that God has created all different kinds of natural laws. I just enjoy thinking about this because it makes things so clear. Regardless what language you're listening to me in, and there's 42 different languages that we're broadcasting in today, your interpreter, your language director that speaks in your language, can make it very clear to you by saying, God says, for instance, when you sow, that means distribute the seed across the land. When you're planting, if you plant 3 kernels of corn, then you're going to get 3 stalks of corn and the result of the number of ears on those stalks of corn. You're not going to get 15 if you only plant 3. You're not going to get a field of corn if you only plant 3 kernels. You will get exactly what you plant. Now that's rather clear, and rather, I believe anyone in any culture can understand that and say, well, if I'm going to take God at his word, he says, if I sow sparingly, if I say, well, I'm going to use a measure to give to God that's kind of stingy and kind of mean and nasty. I don't intend to give very much to God. I'm going to keep most of it for myself. God says, if you have that kind of nasty attitude, that'll be the same way he's going to return to you. If you say, here, God, I'm only going to give you 3%, 5%, just barely anything at all, and I'm going to keep all the rest for myself, God says, what you're saying to me is you've decided to give to me stingily, sparingly. God says, okay, I'll use the same measure cup. I'll use the same way to give out your blessings to you. That's more or less saying, God, I don't love you very much, and I don't really expect you to be doing very much for me either. You see what a nasty thing that is? Instead of saying, I understand, God, that you are in charge of everything, that you're taking care of me, every good and perfect gift comes from you. And I appreciate that. My health, my energy, my happiness, my love, and above all, the forgiveness of my sins, the certainty of heaven, the comfort of knowing I will live with you forever. I can't wait to do something for you, God, to bring a gift to you, to show that I really want to do what pleases you. I want to show my love for you. And God loves that kind of love. He says, okay, I will shower you with my gifts. I will keep you fulfilled. And everything you need, I will see to it that you get. You're not going to starve to death without God knowing it. Believe me, God is the one that's going to provide for you. God is going to see to it that you're taken care of. And that's his reason for encouraging the Christian church to give to the poor. Our congregation is paying for these broadcasts, and there are different Christian people that God raises up. This past week, we had a new gift from a new person in the state here in the United States that had never sent us a gift before, and they sent a gift. We, about a year ago, heard from somebody we had never heard before, and they sent a $300 gift. That's a huge gift. We can reach thousands of people with a gift that size. And we can take the message of salvation all over the world, which is exactly what we're doing. And when God lifts up people that love him and want to bless his ministry, this is a good place to do it, by the way, because we have no speakers' fees, we have no broadcast fees. We pay the radio stations for broadcasting, of course we do, but we don't pay any salaries or fees to anybody. Everybody is volunteering and giving their work freely to get more done. And so we reach the world for the Lord. It's a beautiful, beautiful example of Christians working together to accomplish things. And so I'm asking you, give what you can to the Lord, show your love to him, show your degree of love to him, and he will bless you. He will strengthen you and provide for you all over the world. God wants his people to be blessed. God wants all of us that have more to give what we can to help those that are in need. And that's the way the Christian church shows their love to God, by doing what is best to help others.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's The Word Today. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.